everyone, and welcome to Mormon Channel Daily. Every day, we're given the ability to make choices. But do we sometimes hold off on making those decisions or taking action? Instead, we put them on the back burner or wait until the absolute last minute to get it done. This terrible, terrible habit is called procrastination. Are you a procrastinator? Stay tuned and find out.
Hello, you're tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is sound all right?
Okay.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
So this is
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose of wisdom, daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to
Mormon Channel Daily.
Did that sound good?
I've always admired people who can just get things done. They say they're going to do something and they do it. I, on the other hand, did not develop this habit so easily, and I started noticing, especially while I was in school, that procrastination would be the death of me. I couldn't afford to procrastinate and still expect to do well in school. In all honesty, I think it's safe to say that a lot of bad habits start with procrastination and leaving things last minute. So how can we break out of this vicious cycle? First, it's important to remember that nobody's born a procrastinator. Like when people say, oh, this is just the way that I am, I'm a procrastinator. Procrastination is a habit. It's a habit that we develop, but it's also a habit that can be broken. First of all, you've got to make a decision to change. President Monson said about procrastination, "Procrastination is the thief of our self-respect. It nags us and spoils our fun. It deprives us of the fullest realization of our ambitions and hopes." If there's one lesson that I've learned, it's that procrastination is an unproductive delay. It delays us from living. It delays us from reaching goals, from having fun, from reaching our dreams. It delays us from progression. So I found some helpful tips that have helped me to avoid procrastination that I want to share with you today. The number one tip is to set up a list or a calendar with daily projects or plans that you've got. And something that's helped me so much is to be able to write down all of the things that I have to do. And it helps give me more of a visual so that it's not just like, oh, well, I can do that later, whatever, but it's right in front of me and I can see it and it's something that needs to get done. And I like to keep a calendar at work and at home. And every day I take a look at it and I see what needs to be done. And it just helps me to stay more organized and not forget certain things. I'm a very forgetful person. And I know a lot of the times we like to tell ourselves, oh, I'll make a mental note of that or I'll remember that. But we really just forget it. So it's just better to write things down just in case. Number two is to start with the most difficult task, the task that's probably going to take the longest or the one that you want to do least. And afterwards, do one that you enjoy. I grew up playing the piano and it was a daily task that needed to be done. It was also the task that I struggled with the most. I dreaded having to sit down and practice for an hour. Mostly because I wasn't good at playing the piano yet and I still had a lot to learn. And so it took a lot of time, a lot of trial and error. And I would try to distract myself from doing it, but I knew that I had to. And so my mom encouraged me to start with piano practice first after I got home from school. And that way it was out of the way for the rest of the afternoon. So I did. And right when I would get home from school, the first thing that I would do was practice piano. And then after I would do homework and all my chores and everything else I had to do. And honestly, in comparison, after an hour of dreadful piano practice, homework just seemed so easy breezy to me. I think a lot of the time people procrastinate because of fear of failure. And we're scared that if we do the task, we won't do it right or we won't do it good enough. And I was thinking about my brother. And when my brother turned 16, we kind of started hassling him about, you know, when are you going to get your driver's license? When are you going to drive to take a girl out on a date? And he kept putting it off and didn't want to study. And we couldn't really figure out why. And all of the other kids were so excited. You know, all of his other friends were excited to be finally being able to drive their own car and to be able to drive on their own. But he wasn't. And it turned out that he was scared. he was scared that he was going to fail his driver's test and that would cause him embarrassment. And all of his other friends had passed and he was scared that he wouldn't. You know, what if he didn't pass his test? It's important to realize that not every task, project, or goal is going to turn out perfect. Sometimes it's just about doing the task and getting it done on time or on the deadline and just being able to follow through. My third step is to set realistic goals, but stay flexible. It's great to set goals, but make them realistic. Think about the circumstances that you're under and the possibilities of getting that task done. Think about the time frame you have. Will this be possible? Can I get it done in this time? And make sure that you stay flexible. Keep your options open. You might have to move some things around. You might have to deal with unexpected delays or distractions. Don't beat yourself up if you have a setback. Just keep going and remember to keep going and follow through. And last but not least, my last step, I would say, is to always remember to reward yourself. Whenever you accomplish a task or a goal, give yourself a reward. Sometimes it's easier if you plan your reward before you start the task because it gives you something to look forward to. And they don't have to be big things, but for example, I know after I'm done folding my laundry, I can pick out my outfit for work tomorrow. Or once the dishes are done, I can sit and eat some ice cream and watch 30 minutes of my favorite show. It's the little things that'll get you through the day. Don't let procrastination get the best of you. Why wait for tomorrow what can be done today? Thank you guys for listening today. Let us know how these tips helped you out. Leave us a comment and we will see you right back here tomorrow.